We'll make a start on this meeting. So a meeting, 14th of May 2024, live streaming today. So in accordance with the council meeting administration policy, this meeting will be recorded and live streamed to the general public. The recording will remain available to the public for 6 months. If you'd like to leave prior to the live streaming, please do so now. If you have any questions, please contact the governance department. Thank you. Safety evacuations. Evacuation details and information are located on the wall near the entry to chambers. In an emergency, an alarm will sound. Wardens will assist with evacuation from the building. If directed, please evacuate in a calm and orderly manner via the reception area. Go directly to the evacuation point in the car park beside the town hall. I assume our audio and visual recordings are on. We're up. Going. Very good. I declare the meeting open at 3:01 PM. Attendance. All councillors are in attendance. Acknowledgement of country. I begin today by acknowledging the Panatoi and Panahia past peoples, the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we gather today, and I pay my respects to elders past and present. I extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples here today. Page 8 of the minutes, confirmation of the minutes. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second. Councillor Dudman, a seconder, please. Councillor Loader, thank you. Any discussion, councillors? Take that as no. I'll ask you to raise your hands and say aye. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you, councillors. Declarations of interest, General Manager.
We have one, Mr Mayor, which is yourself, relating to the governance item attendance at the ALGA National General Assembly.
Thank you, Jim. Moving along to the councillor workshop and reports, which is on page 9 and 10 of the agenda. That shows where the council was last met for the workshop on 23rd of April. It's in the agenda. Moving along to the Mayor and Councillors' reports, which are also listed. Thank you, Councillors, for providing that. Moving along then to Councillor announcements and acknowledgements. I'm going to start this one because I don't normally, so if that's all right, Councillors. I just want to acknowledge the 40th dinner and anniversary of the Meander Valley Emergency Services Rescue Unit. And I will read some parts from their annual report. Their dinner was held last Saturday night at the Deloraine Bowls Club, and there was a combination of emergency services, so we had ambulance, TAS Fire Service, as well as the SES. Minister Felix Ellis was there, as well as Mick Lowe, the director from Hobart. So just out of their report that Andy Sheriff put forward. So this year, our unit has responded to a total of 64 call-outs, which is 22 less than last year. 51 of these calls were for a road crash rescue, which is one more than last year. We were called out to 7 flood storm damaged jobs compared to 28 the previous year. We've used the jaws of life to free people from their vehicles, which is the same amount as last year. Unfortunately, one of those patients died as a result of their injuries. While attending these jobs, we assisted TAS ambulance with 48 injured patients, which was 23 less than the previous year. Up until 31st of March 2024, a total of 1,153 call-outs had been recorded by our unit, and the jaws of life was used to free a total of 254 patients since 1984. So I was allowed to give a speech at the time, and I actually acknowledged those that were there and thanked them on behalf of the Meander Valley community for the services that they provide. It was good to see that there were some existing members there, or founding members were there. They told the stories of how they came into existence, and it was basically if there was a car crash around the Deloraine, Westbury, Elizabethtown area, Sassafras area, they had to wait for emergency services to come from Devonport or Launceston, and the police used to go to the local panel beater at the time and use his old set of jaws to actually get in at the time and start the rescue process. So from there they decided to try and get themselves organised, and they went out and got some old gear, and they improved. So I just want to acknowledge Meander Valley Emergency Services Rescue Unit and thank them for the job well done. Thank you. Councillor Lowther.
Thank you, Mayor. Annette from Hagley RV Park contacted me recently and she wanted me to pass on the fact that the new Westbury RV dump point has 4.7 stars out of 5 on Google review. She's also hearing that the feedback from the people who stay with her is very, very positive and they're very grateful and wanted me to pass on thanks to council and staff for this new service.
Thank you, Councillor Lowther. Councillor Dudman.
Thanks, Mayor. I just want to acknowledge Rural Youth Tasmania for the work they did with AgFest this year. It was the first AgFest in my memory where there was no rain and mud wasn't an issue. And there were record crowds as well, which shows the strength of their organisation and the work they do. And it really promotes our region as well. So congratulations to them on another successful year.
Hear, hear. Thank you, Councillor. Any other announcements, councillors? Councillor House.
Just the appropriate time. I just mentioned, if I could, the Carrick Anzac Day, if I might, for a couple of reasons. We have great support there. I was lucky enough to be involved with that, but so was Councillors Smedley and Lowther. Our GM was there, which was greatly appreciated. I just get the sense that Carrick Anzac Day is something that's likely to grow over time. There was a few people there from Hatsman as well, which I noticed. And this year, there's electricity being just connected there, right next to the cenotaph. So it's a pretty seamless opportunity now to present the Anzac Day service there. So thank you to those that attended.
Thanks, Councillor House, and thanks to all the councillors that turned up to our to represent the council at the day services across the municipality. Thank you. Anything else, councillors? Take that as no. Thank you, councillors. Moving on to petitions.
No petitions received, Mr. Mayor.
Community representations?
None today.
Very good. None from the gallery? Nope.
Sorry, there's no questions from the gallery?
Not yet. We're getting in, we're getting really close right now. So public question time. So we've got questions with notice. There's a from Liam Harricks. There is a response in the agenda on page 13. So when we head into public question time, I'll actually ask you to step on board. You will be allowed 3 minutes to talk to councillors. Depending on the question, whether we take it on notice or whether a response, but I'll give you a ding on the bell at 2 minutes and 30 seconds, just to let you know we've got 30 seconds to wrap up. So, questions without notice. Anybody with questions without notice? Sorry, Helen, he was... Either, I don't mind.
Thank you, Steve Gregory. The first thing there is the rules for the meeting don't actually specify a 3 minute limitation on the questions. Just wondering for the future people who do it, whether that could be updated so that people asking questions know that in advance.
Thanks, Steve. I won't start your question yet then.
All right. My first question relates to the Voices Workshop. We know it was advertised as the council's highest level of planning. A post on the webpage says, from the council says, what an incredible day for the first meeting. The passion, ideas, enthusiasm shared by everyone who attended set the stage for something extraordinary. I'd like to know how many people attended that first meeting. So it's got a number of questions. How many of the 20,000 population in Meander Valley actually contributed to the planning activity? What analysis council takes from, I believe is about 200 people out of the 20,000 actually contributed to the activity? Is there a post-activity report the council produces with lessons identified? And the other side is, has there been any survey to the people who did attend to provide feedback for what we actually thought of the process of the planning? That's the first one.
That's actually five questions in one there, Steve, just to let you know. But anyway,
we can give an answer to that.
Yeah, well, we have an answer to that, if that's right, before you move on to your next question.
Okay, the second one, part.
We'll give an answer to that one. Oh, sorry. General Manager?
Okay. So I've just made a few points there, Steve. Apologies if I missed anything as you went through. The first, how many attended the first workshop? I think there was around 25 people in total at the first workshop. I think you asked how many have been involved in that Meander Valley Voices consultation to date. I think that was the next one. So there's around 150 attended our workshops. And following that, we received survey feedback from around 30. We have gone out and had individual one-on-one consultations, which has exceeded 100 as well. So what am I up to? About 280 so far. And there will probably be some other mechanisms, but that's around the volume of people that we have received sentiment from at this point in time. Analysis, there, we are currently internally working on a bit of a summary of what we heard from community members in those consultation pieces with a view to provide that back to the people that attended the workshop sessions. But the more broad work that we are doing is working towards a draft community strategic plan, which will be provided to all of the community as a public facing document that council will approve, and then we will be receiving community feedback from that around that August this year period.
It was more the analysis.
We can't enter into debate here, so the GM's given you a response. If you've got queries on that, please send us an email.
Okay.
Come forward on that, if that's okay.
Okay.
I'm happy to give you a call.
Yeah.
So, have a chat.
Okay. So sorry, just on process.
Yeah.
Second question.
That led into the second one was, could the, a lot of people in the community wonder why only 200 people contributed to it, and looking at different aspects of it, I was wondering if it's the way we're actually, what the communication strategy is to the council. When we go to the council homepage, if you look it up on the web page, it lists planning, building, payment services and all the rest, but there's no mention of community. Okay? So when you click on any of these, it takes you to the relevant party. You actually have to click on the council home top link to actually open up all the rest of the documents. So I don't know whether people go to this and see that there's no community council. It doesn't list it under community living or anything else on it, so I'm just wondering if that's where we're missing some of the information.
Is that a question
or a statement, Steve?
I don't think I'm allowed to give statements.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, so I'll take that as a question as a response.
Yep.
It was an observation.
Well, no, I'll take this question because we'll get a response.
So just having a look at our website, meander.tas.gov.au, there's a banner at the top. It has four sections. One of those is community events, and the next level down below, that is community consultation, which has a section on Meander Valley Voices Community Consultation Project. So just making a point there.
But we are aware that we can always communicate better, Steve. So thank you for that.
That's my two questions.
Okay. That's it. I'll give you another one. If you've got another question,
It was interesting to see that there's a Eastern Play Spaces strategy. And it's good to read that, and it talks about the reasons for that or how it links into a play space strategy expands on township strategies. So I was wondering if there's a strategy for the eastern part of Meander Valley, is there a strategy for Westbury, and how that links in with what is the township strategy for Westbury?
Yep.
If there is one. That I think is quite a good document. The streetscape one that we have, again, is hard to find. I actually send out emails to Rotary Lions, the Show Society, Perns, asking if anyone knew about the streetscape activity, and didn't get any. There was no one that really knew about it. And so we've got a communications problem in the way the council expects people to troll through web pages to try and find information, or how we actually get this information out there. So I've sent it out, hopefully people are responding with a survey to it. But I think we need to talk to the community groups and find out how we actually communicate these sorts of policies and ideas around if the community is going to actually get involved and have a say in this.
Thank you, Steve. I'll take that as another question. Jim?
Yeah.
Oh, Rodney, yeah, I'll let Jim respond if that's all right.
Yeah, that's, feel free to contribute, Councillor Sinfield, after I finish. So I guess there's a little bit to that one as well. If you have a look at our website, your council development plans and supporting documents, there is a number of outline development plans and structure plans for our townships. Some of those are dated, and one of them, the from 2015, the Prospect Vale Blackstone Heights structure plan is currently being updated, so we're doing a little bit in the eastern end of the municipality around that one. So there is one for Westbury, Steve. I can't remember when it was produced, but I do feel as though it is probably dated now, but that was developed at the time. In the Yenna Valley Voices workshops that we've had and other correspondence around that project, since we have received a lot of good feedback around communications and how people expect to both be informed and asked about what's important within the community. So that's been good to receive, and we'll have some work to do off the back of that, no doubt. The streetscape, the Westbury streetscape project, I'm glad you brought that up because it's a really important opportunity to make some improvements and redefine that the middle of Westbury around improved pedestrian access and livability. So that's sort of some aims that we're looking to get out of that. Council will be has approved some money today. We'll be approving some more potentially around delivering on some of the actions in that to make sure we get a good result. It was put up on our website. It was put up on our Facebook page, but I'm not familiar with all the avenues that was put forward. So probably a bit for me. I think you spoke to the Eastern Place-based strategy. So that was approved by council, was put out more recently. And we will have discussed internally about what that looks like in the western, central and western side of municipality also. So potentially some work and some strategy for us being developed in the future.
Thanks, Chair. Councillor Sinfield?
Thank you, Chair. Just make the comment that, you referred to the 200-odd people that have participated in this process. I was perhaps the only councillor 10 years ago when we did it last time, and I can assure you the numbers are, even though they're minuscule compared to the total number of people in the municipality, they're way ahead of what it was last time round, when we had more staff, community members participating essentially. So it's come a long way, and with the other surveys and everything else, and the company engaged to participate in the process, I think we'll get a good outcome or the best we can. But as I say, I think the interaction is perhaps 3, 4, 5-fold of what it was for the previous exercise. And hopefully we'll get a good strategic plan as a consequence.
Thanks, Councillor. Thanks, Steve. Thank you. Any other questions? Helen?
Yep.
Mr. Mayor and councillors, congratulations first of all on getting this online meeting up and running so soon after your decision. It's great. I'm not sure I wanted to be a guinea pig though. I'm sure you'll be aware that we have refugees in our own community by virtue of them being homeless. Mr. Mayor, I hope you'll give me a little bit of time as explanation for my questions, and then I'll put the question to you. Social workers know the risks associated with living in temporary accommodation. Such accommodation risks poor health outcomes, poor education outcomes for students, personal safety issues, and problems of depression and anxiety. In addition to those who have already been unable to find rental accommodation, I've been made aware that health personnel have been allocated scarce elder care accommodation. This will no doubt put more older people at risk of homelessness. The council should have community safety as a major concern, and it has the authority and the power to improve the lives of those people at risk. If the council can find the money to build a $2 million squash centre, or plan for a $2 million upgrade to a football ground, it could also build or buy accommodation for the homeless. At present, there's a pressing need for this and no such pressure on the provision of specialist facilities for the already comfortable. As the homeless have guaranteed social incomes, if not other income, it's not a business risk for the council while rental properties are at a premium, or in the longer term, as more people come to live in the area. I'm sure that you wouldn't want your mother, your grandmother, your children, or any friends of yours to be in the same situation as some of these unfortunate people who don't have family or friends that they can call on. The council has money invested at good interest rates. Now is your opportunity to make a real difference in the lives of very vulnerable people. Mr. Mayor, my questions. Given the extreme difficulty of renting accommodation in the Yandah Valley, the social and personal risks of living in tents or cars, and the increasing climate risks of extreme cold, rain or hot weather, will the Yandah Valley Council change the number of days residents at the Deloraine campground to allow permanent accommodation and to provide toilets, showers and laundry facilities for those living there?
Thank you. Hello.
I'll try and give you a response, Helen. Don't have all the answers and I don't have your question written down in front of me, but as far as extending the length of stay, it's probably need to make the point that it's state government legislation that restricts the temporary nature of accommodation, and I'm aware of at least one caravan park in Tasmania where there's been a level of legislative investigation, for want of a better word, around the length of stay. So I'd say that that's probably not an option for us at this point in time, regardless of whether our council would choose to invest money in that manner. I guess that's a decision for them in the future. Yeah, I guess we are aware that there is some level of homelessness within Meander Valley. It's something that the councillors have discussed and expressed a lot of concern around. I guess it's something that we will continue to monitor as we move forward, bearing in mind that housing and support services such as health services are a state government responsibility. So we'll be working with other agencies where we can to make sure that the people in Meander Valley are supported. But as far as the caravan park question, it's not intended at this point in time to push for that to be used as a more medium or long-term accommodation.
Thanks, Jim. I'm going to ask, have you got any other questions, Helen, before I... Okay, well, before, I guess, on that one, as the GM said, we have regularly talked about homelessness around this table as community leaders, and it is increasingly growing as a larger problem. Comments about money that we spent on buildings, yeah, understand that. I guess if there was a proposal came forward from a group that gave us an idea or an indication of how we as council could help develop something, I'm sure we would all look at it in a favourable light. But I guess as far as council goes, we don't have the land that we can potentially go out and build things on like that, but I'm open for all suggestions, all ideas. I think every councillor and the staff are the same. So thanks for bringing that. Second question.
my husband reminded me of an old tune that said, "My old man's a dustman. He lives in a council flat." Some of you might remember that. Will the Meander Valley Council investigate building council accommodation for the homeless instead of expensive upgrades to sports facilities? Perhaps with input from community organisations such as Theran House or Meander House, who are on the front line of this social crisis.
Well, I think I can answer that as I did at the last question. If there are community groups or organisations that come forward, happy for us to consider. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, councillors. Any other questions from the public gallery I should ask first? Already? No? Okay. Thank you. No further questions, that's fine. Over to councillor question time. No questions have been given on notice, so are there any... Is there any... questions without notice. Rodney.
A ditty one. Could we please turn them... Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
We're mind readers up this end of the table, Rodney. Sorry for those that are up that end of the table.
The Antarctic breeze needs to be
coming. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Councillor Sindel. Sorry about that. Okay. Any other questions from Council? Councillor Dudman.
Thank you, Mayor. My question is, there are rumours in the community about potential proposed changes to library hours stemming from the state government. Has the Meander Valley Council received any correspondence regarding proposed changes? And if so, have we provided a response regarding those changes, and what is the substance of that response?
Thanks, Councillor. General Manager?
Yeah, thanks, Councillor Dudman. I guess I can give you a little bit of an update. So Council were contacted by Libraries Tasmania in late April, advising us of some proposed changes to opening hours of the Deloraine and Westbury libraries, which sought to have them both closed on a Monday and a reduction in the hours of the Westbury Library overall. The Mayor has responded to that letter around a week ago, expressing concern, I guess, be fair to say, on the reduction in the days to both libraries, and in fact pointing out that they're very much a valued service and essential to our community members, particularly in more rural and remote areas. Accessibility to services such as these is limited, and to reduce availability is quite a concern. And advocating for them to not be see a reduction, and in fact to have an increased level of service offering at Deloraine and Westbury. But I guess also included in that letter, Councillor, was a point from the Mayor to Libraries Tasmania also for support of the online access centres at Deloraine and Mole Creek, which our council has raised concern around previously, because we also see this in an area of sort of digital disadvantage, I guess, in some areas of Meander Valley, that we see them as being important for the state government to find a long-term funding model for those services also.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Any other questions, councillors? Councillor Loder.
Thank you, Mayor. I had a question about the Meander Valley consultation and when the results were going to be available, but I'm pretty sure you've answered that courtesy of Steve's question.
I guess there's a couple of pieces to that, Councillor Loder. When you say the results available, as I said, we'll be looking to have Council approve a draft strategic plan that will go out for community consultation in around August. So that's one aspect, but prior to that, we'll have a summarised version of the outcomes from the workshops that we held, the three public workshops. We'll be going out to participants in the next month.
Thank you. Any other questions, councillors? If there's no. Okay, thank you. That ends questions. Those in the gallery, if you wish to leave before we head into general business, you may. And if you want, it's up to you. Yeah, if you want to stay, that's fine. Right, thank you. Moving on to Development and Regulatory Services, which is on page 15. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please?
Is that for the entire block or is it just for...
dog registration first. Sorry, my apologies, Councillor. Thank you, Councillor Dudman. Seconder, please. Councillor Smedley, thank you. Councillor Dudman has moved the motion.
I don't have a lot to say about this other than I'm content with the prices that have been indicated and understand that they have been priced at a cost-effective way that doesn't impose too much of a burden on our residents and ratepayers.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Smedley is the seconder of the motion.
With your
microphone, Councillor, please, if that's...
Thank you. I support that. We're happy with those, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Open up for discussion, councillors.
Make a really quick comment.
Councillor Cameron.
Thanks. Thank you. Yes, happy to support this. And I just also wanted to make note that in the documents it says the Meander Valley Council is one of the few remaining local government authorities in the region that provides a 24/7 call-out service. So that is important to note when reflecting on the fees and appreciate the work you do.
Thanks, Councillor Cameron. Any other discussion, councillors? Take that, it's been read. Anything to sum up, Councillor Smedley or Dudman? Nope. I'll flip the vote, then all those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand.
Aye.
Against? Councillor. Sorry, Councillor Johnston, Cameron, Kelly, Dudman, Smedley, Sinfield, Loader, House 4 and Councillor Temple against. Moving on to environmental health fees, which is on page 20. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second that, please.
Sure.
Councillor House, thank you. Seconder. Councillor Dudman, thank you. Councillor House is the mover.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Now, again, not much to add there. I think they're straightforward. Again, it's the consumer price index, council's cost index. The 2024, which raised it by, I think, a pretty conservative amount. And again, thank you to all those involved in this particular field. They do a great job.
Thank you, Councillor House. Councillor Dudman is seconder.
I refer to the comments I made on the last item. They are exactly the same. We have tried to keep these as affordable as possible, whilst also ensuring that we are able to deliver the services we need to.
Thanks, Councillor Dudman. Open for discussion, councillors. Councillor Cameron.
Thanks. I just want to thank the environmental health officers for the work they do. It's really important work in our community. Often we don't know about it unless something goes wrong. So we don't hear that very often. So well done. I just did want to say a special thank you to those health officers that worked at AgFest. I can imagine that was an epic adventure. 3 days. How many businesses do you think that you inspected?
Close to 100.
100 businesses in 3 days. Well done. So thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you, Councillor. Any other questions, comments, councillors? Take that as no. Summing up, Councillor Dudman, anything to add, Councillor House?
Nothing.
Okay. Motion, all those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. All those for, against? Okay, so...
I was in favour.
Yeah. Okay, Johnston, Cameron, Kelly, Dudman, Smedley, Sinfield, Loader, House was for and Councillor Temple against. Moving over to corporate services. I'll let the seats change down there before we head into that. So page 25. Thank you. So, audit panel minutes, a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor House and seconder. Councillor Dudman, thank you. Councillor House is the mover of the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, the audit panel meets quarterly. Councillor Dudman and myself have got the honour of being on that audit panel. It's a recognition of good governance and... I think it's a comprehensive overview also of the financial position and the policies of the council. It's sound financial management, and it also identifies any potential risks that the council might foresee. So it is very good governance, and I'm very happy to be part of it. But I think it does reflect very well on the running of the council itself. You know, we end up getting some pretty positive comments from the auditors in every case.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Dutman.
Mayor, I couldn't have put it better myself, so I won't even try.
Very good, thank you. Open up for discussion, councillors. Questions, queries, comments? Nope. Well, I guess you don't really need to sum up. You've got nothing further to add? No, okay. Councillor Dutman. All right, put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hands. That is, and against? So, Johnston, Cameron, Kelly, Dudman, Smedley, Sinfield, Loader, House 4, Councillor Temple, against.
Can I ask a point of clarification, Mayor?
Councillor Dudman?
Is it relevant to give reasons for voting against a motion, or are there any obligations there?
Okay. No, there's no obligations there, but I'm aware. Thank you. Moving on to infrastructure services, Bass Highway sign ownership, state government, page 34. Okay, somebody like to move, somebody like to second this, please. Councillor Dutman, thank you. A seconder, Councillor Cameron, thank you. Councillor Dutman has moved the motion.
Thanks, Mayor. I will be supporting the recommendation, although I am extremely disappointed that we weren't able to come to an agreement, and that is at no fault of the council. I think we entered into negotiations in good faith and unfortunately have not received the same reply from the Department of Natural Resources and Environment. So whilst it is disappointing that we couldn't deliver ongoing support for this site to the local businesses, or to the benefit of the local businesses in Deloraine, I think given the circumstances it is entirely understandable, and I think it's really over to the department to answer why they couldn't also support the local businesses in this region by negotiating a reasonable outcome for this site.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Cameron.
Couldn't agree with you more, Councillor Dutman, so nothing else to add there.
Thanks, Councillor. Open up for discussion, councillors. Councillor Loader.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm very disappointed as well. I think it's a tourist asset that directs people into Deloraine, and very short-sighted that the government department has chosen to not be cooperative with us, but I can see that it's just going to be too much of a burden on council to take over that amount of land and the different uses that it has, so I'll be supporting the motion.
Thanks, Councillor Lowe. Councillor Sinfield.
Probably take a different approach. I didn't support us taking over this site in the, or the sign in the first place, because I don't actually think it's a good site, and so I'm happy to support the motion on that basis. I think they're a sign of, you know, they cost a lot to make and maintain, and I think it wants to be somewhere where you get good value for money. My observations over the years is that it's not a greatly utilised site for that purpose. It's had some other purposes that have been less than desirable. Maybe out of all of this, we might either site that sign or an equivalency somewhere better down the track. So happy to support the motion because it obtains that outcome in a sense.
Thanks, Councillor Sinfield. We have a discussion, councillors. So, question, General Manager. We were dealing with potentially two government departments on this, NRE and Parks and Wildlife. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's correct, Mr. Mayor. So, the decision from council in June last year was to seek to take ownership of the information bay structures. We were able to achieve that on the eastern side of Deloraine, which is a really good result. That's secured as per the council decision. But the state government NRE were reluctant, refused our request to take ownership of this structure on the western approach.
So clarification, they're happy to take over the bulk of land that it sits on, but not the actual structure itself. Correct me if I'm wrong.
The state government was only willing to allow us to take control of the structure if we were to take control of the entire land parcel that is around that sign.
So that's the issue that we have with ongoing costs going forward and maintenance of the site.
That's right. We'd be, the council would then assume responsibility for all of the state land that is around the information bay. So there is a turning area, pullover area, there's grass, road, verge, and all of the associated work that would be required around that in maintenance of the road turning head. And the grass, and that's correct.
Thanks, Chair. Any other discussion, councillors? Councillor Temple, sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. If council was in control of that land, could it have local businesses that wanted to have coffee and food vans present there?
I'm not aware of what conditions the state governments were talking about, but I guess making the point, councillor, that there is no building on there other than the information-based structure. So it would require an application process and a permit if that was going to change. But the state government have, based on recent discussions with them around other land areas, are unwilling to support commercial enterprise on state land. So I say I don't know, and I'm not sure what conditions would come with accepting responsibility.
Okay, councillor, any other questions, comments? If not, councillor Cameron is the second of the motion. Councillor Dudman is the mover. No, okay, up the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand.
Aye.
Against? So we go around. So Johnson, Cameron, Kelly, Dudman, Smedley, Sinfield, Loader, and House were four, and Councillor Temple is against. Councillor Temple is against, sorry. Okay, thank you. Moving on to Waste and Resource Recovery Strategy, page 43. Wait for the changing of the chairs again. Okay, so we'd like to move, somebody like a second. Councillor Dudman, thank you. Second up. Councillor Loader, thank you. Councillor Dudman is the mover.
Thanks, Mayor. I'd like to certainly thank the staff for the work that they've put into this. The waste management is probably the biggest thing that we deal with and the most difficult, especially with changing economies and the ever-increasing taxes that are imposed upon us in dealing with waste management. On the document, I'm happy to support it, and just want to note that as priorities, council is considering the additional FOGO services across the municipality, and of course improving curbside performance, including turning that out into more rural and regional areas of our municipality, which is a positive step forward. It's something that was raised consistently with me during the local government elections in 2022 and has been since then. So it's good to see that we're getting on with the job there. Of course, things like this do take time, but we're taking positive steps to make sure we're delivering good outcomes for our residents and ratepayers, no matter where they're living in the municipality.
Thanks, Councillor Dudman. Councillor Loader is the seconder.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, I echo those sentiments. It's a very thorough document. I'm very pleased to see that FOGO service is going to be investigated. Perhaps a little disappointed it's going to take so long, because I know since I've been a councillor, which is less than 2 years, FOGOs are a very hot topic, especially for the people who haven't got them. So it'd be great to see that that progressing. And I think people are becoming more and more aware of exactly what they put into landfill, thanks to all those television shows like what's the one on the ABC that's just gone out of my head?
War on Waste.
Thank you. War on Waste. I think people are becoming more and more conscious of what they're doing and trying to recycle, reuse and reduce. So, yes, great document, but bring on the FOGO service for the rest of the municipality.
Thanks, Councillor Lyon. I vote for discussion, councillors. Any comments? Queries? Councillor House.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I agree 100% with what Councillor Lyon has just said there. In particular, everyone is becoming, well, I think most people are becoming much more aware of waste, waste management, the cost of waste, and you know how it's the circular economy, how it's best reused. I guess my comment is around FOGO. I'm one of the few councillors around here, maybe Councillor Smedley is another, that has FOGO service. I can only attest to how I've found that, and my neighbours and my family that all have FOGO services. It's fantastic. It's changed the way we think about waste. It's changed the number of trips we have to make to the tip, all those kind of things. So for those that have got some nervousness about FOGO, I think you've got to talk to people that are using it. I can only assure everyone that it's one of the best things that we've had in our municipality, from my point of view.
Thanks, Councillor House. Now, Councillor Smedley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll just endorse those comments about FOGO, very important. I remember when it wasn't available in Crossbet Vale, it was something that I know our family was seeking. And since it's been introduced, it's been well received. And I've heard no further complaints in my time while it's been rolled out. So please keep that going.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Kelly.
Yeah, just waste in general. We've been seeing it and watching it here play out over the last 10 years, the direction and how expensive it's going to become and the management side of it moving forward into the future. We do our absolute best to try and control that, but I think it's inevitable that there's going to be some dramatic shift and change into the costs of what for getting rid of our rubbish moving forward. And hopefully there can be some innovation into better uses of our waste products into other areas. So people probably need to put the seatbelt on and brace for the next 10, 20 years and see where costs go with this.
Thanks, Councillor. Cameron?
Comment on that?
General Manager.
I just wanted to, in response to Councillor Kelly's comment there, totally agree. I mean, the cost, it is an area that our council has been reviewing and working on to make sure that our services are contemporary, in line with the community expectations, but also the revised legislation, because there have been a lot of changes at state government legislation level, the environmental protection level as well, but also the recycling market and the recycling commodities, the way that they are handled, internationally, and the cost implication of that. I mean, they have gone up 300% in the last few years. So it is changing. The way that we think about waste is changing, as Councillor Lader and House mentioned, but the cost is definitely increasing. The cost of construction is increased too, which also has an impact on our ability to construct contemporary facilities, which our council has made decisions around. We're currently finishing up the transfer station development at Deloraine, which will be great, improved services, but a reduced risk for the customer as well. But that's also a cost increase as well.
Thanks, Jim. Councillor Cameron.
Thank you. Really just following on from what everybody else has said, but I guess looking back to when I first came on council, we council tried to make a decision around waste, which didn't really play very well in the community, and that was around our lack of consultation, and we could definitely have learnt about that. And I get a lot of calls now, different to Councillor Loder and Councillor House, about FOGO. I get a lot of calls about the opposite to that. That's okay, that's why there's 9 of us. But going forward, my thoughts are we need to do a lot of work and consultation about what the community wants and what in individual areas. They are different. Someone in Deloraine and Meander might want something very different to, say, Hudson and Carrick. Waste is the biggest issue that we'll ever deal with on council. So I appreciate the work that's gone into this. And, you know, for the community, we will be listening and learning into the future.
Thanks, Councillor. Meander Valley Council deals with so much more than roads, rates and rubbish, but they're big ticket items, aren't they? Anything else, councillors? No, okay, I'll wrap up then. Councillor Lader is the second of the motion.
Thank you, Mayor. I think it's important to note that there are a lot of points for reducing waste, and some of those things are around community education. And so I think that's a really good thing.
That's ongoing, Councillor. Absolutely. Thank you. Councillor Dutman. Oh, okay, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. And those against? Okay. Those four was Johnson, Cameron, Kelly, Dutman, Smedley, Sinfield, Loader, House, and against was Councillor Temple. Over the page. Excuse me.
Ta-ta.
Oh, I'm going. Okay, I'm off. Wasn't a good set.
I don't use camera slides.
So we're to this one.
Attendance for, so this is the Mayor's attendance to the Australian Local Government Association National General Assembly. Is there someone that would like to move that motion? Councillor Kelly, and a seconder, Councillor Loader. As a mover, Councillor Kelly, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, look, I think these types of seminars are very important, particularly for some of our seasoned councillors, as in our Mayor's quite seasoned now, conditioned for the job, whereas I think the previous time he mentioned himself that he didn't have a lot of experience. So I see this as an investment into our municipality and our community, because I have no doubt he'll come back and he is a sponge with a lot to contribute from what he's learned.
Councillor Loden?
Yes, I concur with Councillor Kelly. I think it's a great opportunity for our municipality to learn from others across the nation, so fully support.
Is there anyone else that would like to make comment? No? I'll put it to the vote then. So all those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. Okay, so Cameron, Kelly, Dudman, Smedley, Sinfield, Loader, House. And those against? Councillor Temple. So motion's carried. We can let the Mayor back in.
Good when we get a bit of a brief from what he's learned, eh?
About the beer in Canada. No.
You're not going on, buddy.
No.
That's fine. That's fine.
You take Nick with you.
You didn't write the movers in seconds.
Oh, I wrote it on my paper. Oh, hang on, I'll write it on that phone. Oh, you need it.
Sorry, what? Hiya, Tamar. I'll wait, step a bit quick.
If you can read my writing.
Okay, thank you. Next item on the agenda is Tamar Estuary and Esk Rivers Membership Agreement, which is page 109. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second. Councillor Loader, thank you. Seconder. Councillor Sinfield, thank you. Councillor Loader as the mover.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, we had a really interesting presentation from TIA at the last workshop. The work they do in improving the health of the river is the Tamar and the Esk rivers is really important. Meander Valley is in the catchment, so what we do here affects all our neighbours. And I think it's important that we invest in our healthy waterways.
Thanks, Councillor Loder. Councillor Sinfield.
I just affirm those comments. I think over the journey they've done some good work and are continuing to do so, identifying lots of issues. Some of the things that we've done in attempts to improve the river have actually now shown to be not the case. Raking, for example, causes deleterious impacts if not done in the right manner. And I hope that the off the back of the much greater science that we now have, that some better outcomes going forward will ensue in terms of the health of the river for all. And our valley is a significant contributor water-wise into the Tamar, and so the science that's done here as well helps overall. So happy to support the ongoing work.
Thanks, Councillor. Open up for discussion, councillors. No, nothing. Would you like to elaborate, Jim, on your role on this particular, just for benefit of those that are listening?
Happy to. So with the TIER program, we have I sit on a steering committee, and we also have an environmental health officer sit on the technical reference group as well. So we're meeting fairly regularly with the TIER program. There's a lot of members that contribute to that, state governments, industry and councils in the north, so that are associated with waterways. And yeah, I just support those comments that have been made today. I guess getting greater understanding of the scientific impacts of the waterways and the way that we use the water, but positively and negatively impact the waterways is something that we need to get as informed as we can about. And I absolutely feel as though we should be involved with the TIER program so that we can contribute to positive impacts moving forward.
Thanks, Jim. Okay, nothing else, councillors? Sorry, Councillor Simfield, a second, anything to add?
Probably just a final comment is that all this added science vastly increases, in my opinion, the ability to seek funding from state and federal government in terms of, you know, good outcomes, be it sewerage systems, rationalisation, etc. of that. I believe it underpins all of that, so very worthwhile.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Loder, has the mover of the motion? Nothing yet. Okay, put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands. And against? So, Johnston, Cameron, Kelly, Dudman, Smedley, Sinfield, Loder. House was for, Councillor Temple was against. Moving on to the Western Tiers Film Society Gifted Assets, page 145. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second that, please. Councillor Loder, just featured Councillor Dudman. Councillor Dudman is the seconder. Councillor Loder is the mover.
Thank you, Mayor. I fully support this motion. I'm sad to see that the Film Society is finishing up, but they did a lot of work to acquire all that wonderful equipment, and we've got the opportunity to keep it as a community asset, for which I really thank them. And I also thank our council staff who are prepared to look after it and make sure that the community can use it. So fully supported by me.
Councillor Councillor Dudman.
Concur with Councillor Loder. Obviously, the group has, you know, sought to provide the assets to other like-minded community groups, and they haven't been successful in finding one. So it is logical and simple that we take over the asset as a gift, and I'm more than happy to support the recommendation there.
Thank you. Open up for discussion, councillors. Councillor Smedley.
Thank you, Mayor. I didn't initially support the approach, but I'm thankful that the officers have followed through and investigated and given the Film Society an opportunity to try and offload the assets. My concern was, of course, that in 10 years' time we might be sitting there with assets that are fully depreciated and will have to be offloaded at some point and haven't been used for 10 years. But that said, hopefully we do get some use out of them over the next decade, and that would be helpful for the community. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor. General Manager.
Yep, just in response to Councillor Smedley's point there, that is correct. We're taking on assets that have still got some remaining useful life, but they're certainly not new. I guess any choice around replacement of those in the future will be a decision of Council, so they will be new decisions to be formed going whenever that may be, and it may be a change in the type. So technology changes over time, obviously, as well. So, you know, the projector that was purchased by the Film Society originally may be quite different, might look quite different from a community need in 5, 10, 15 years' time when that would be due.
Thanks, General Manager. Any other discussion, councillors? If not, Councillor Dudman has a second or anything to add? No, Councillor Loder, anything to add? No. For the motion, all those in favour, please say aye, raise your hand. And against? Temple is against. Johnston, Cameron, Kelly, Dudman, Smedley, Sinfield, Loder, House is for. Councillor Temple against. Moving on to motion to close the meeting. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second. Councillor Dudman, thank you. A second out to close. Councillor House, thank you. All those in favour, please say aye, raise your hand. That is unanimous. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Ed. We're going to move to closed session, so I'm going to have to ask you to leave the gallery. So.